This week in the Missouri Senate, we review another soon-to-be new law.
Senate Bill 24, for a little background.
Senate Bill 24 was pre-filed on December 1st, heard by the Missouri Senate Insurance and Banking Committee on January 31st, perfected on February 14th, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on February 23rd, returned to the Missouri Senate on May 4th, truly agreed to and finally passed the next day, and signed into law on July 6th. Senator Lincoln Huff of Springfield is the sponsor. He says this measure had one goal in mind. Early on, though, Senator Huff says he knew there would be additions.
Is adds PTSD under that same umbrella. The way that it's drafted, I'll be honest with you, establishes a lot of new criteria and new framework the Cancer Trust was founded last year with.
Missouri senators saw the first changes to the proposal on February 14th.
Our police and sheriff offices, our ambulance drivers and EMTs, as well as 911 operators that are on the other end of a phone with individuals in a crisis situation. And what we're seeking to do here is broaden the scope of the pool to a critical illness pool that then would allow the definition of PTSD to fall under that umbrella and let individuals that need help and want help, who want to opt into this, be available to do so.
During Missouri Senate discussion on May 5th, Senator Doug Beck of St. Louis says he likes the legislation.
It takes a special kind of person to do that, I think.
Absolutely.
You know, and they do that, and I don't think they get paid what they're worth. That's a whole other discussion to be had. To have these PTSD things and these lingering things that can happen to these folks from seeing and hearing horrific things. The rest of this bill kind of coincides with a lot of those different things that are, they're all good things as far as I can tell.
In addition to emergency services, Senate Bill 24 also includes language pertaining to the adoption tax credit, early childhood education services, opioid overdoses, emergency telephone service charges, peer support counseling programs, rural emergency hospitals, the Second Injury Fund, certain employment rights, the voluntary critical illness benefits pool, fentanyl testing, crime victims' rights, certain financial assistance, and advanced health care directives. Senate Bill 24 will become law on August 28th. Missouri senators, in the meantime, are approximately 6 weeks removed from the annual veto session, which will take place on September 13th. By law, veto session can last as long as 60 calendar days. From there, Missouri senators may continue to pre-file legislation for the next regular legislative session, which will start in January. These measures will receive their official bill numbers starting on December 1st. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.